We're not going to stop because we're just getting started. We're here at the Formica booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, and I'm with my husband, and this is like our annual like pilgrimage, our date, no kids, just beautiful things.
I forget they exist. I don't call, I don't write, no cards.
Does that make me the third wheel?
No. This is like grown-up time, like right. Being able to geek out with other design and construction professionals about like beautiful colors and textures and like building innovations and stuff.
It's and how awesome. To do stuff and where to do it and stories and give and take and learning, none of which involves a grilled cheese sandwich.
No.
Or yogurt or having to run upstairs and say, did you wipe your butt? I'm just... Yeah, you didn't. I can tell. And then
I guess you can ask. That. I mean, there's a baby over there. We can ask if.
Has that baby wiped its butt?
Not its own butt, no.
Understood.
All right.
Understood. Now,
so
this is
you're
our...
from Design, though.
Yeah.
And we are here at Formica. And you've been here since 7 o'clock this morning on the show floor?
Yes.
Okay. So in the many hours that you've been here, is there anything that you have just totally swooned about?
Oh my gosh.
Swooned.
Okay. I haven't spooned with anything yet. But I'm really tired, so that may actually happen at some point today because I'm pretty exhausted. Yeah,
there's
a recliner chair.
Is there amazing? Yeah, that's where you would want to relax.
I have my eye on that. Yeah, for sure.
That is definitely, yeah.
It's one of those. Don't worry, sir, while we bring major attention to your relaxation.
That's fine.
But it's one of those, like, Kirk on the bridge Star Trek chairs, right? Yeah. It's got a little TV tablet thing, and it vibrates and needs and...
Okay, let's get back to
it's
design.
It's like a chiropractor. But anyway, Jamie,
so
from
this is your
design,
first time
though.
Talking with us at My Kitchen and Bath. And so I want to know, like, we follow you guys. We follow Twitter, the whole thing.
Yay.
Geek out, all the beautiful images and everything.
Great.
Yes. So can you tell us, share with us, like, the evolution of and where the name comes from, Design Mo?
Oh, yeah. So if I told you the original reason, I would have to kill you. So let's just say that it's vitamin D for design. And,
gotcha.
You know, it's your daily dose of vitamin D. Drink it up if you're thirsty for design, you know.
I think that's a really good explanation.
Never would have pieced that together. Every time I look at it, I'm like, what am I reading?
It's kind of one of those things where you create it and it's funny and then like it catches on and you're like, oh, so now I'm stuck with this name. And then you just roll with it.
But it's super catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy and it's recognizable and it's memorable. So that's why we've kept it all these years.
And it's very like, it makes me think about home. It makes me think about family.
And no. Food and eating and drinking,
yes,
which are
everything.
All good things.
Yeah, nurturing.
Right.
So are you looking around for, like, trends here?
Yeah, I'm here to trend spot. I'm here to find innovative products. I'm here to find cool stuff that my readers will be interested in putting in their homes or putting in their clients' homes. So I'm trying to find the best of the best.
So what's the biggest question that you get asked at Design Mo?
What does your name mean?
Okay, second, most popular question.
The most popular question I get is, what is the coolest thing that you've seen? That's usually what people ask
me. What's the coolest thing you've seen?
You know, it's so hard to say, but I can say at this show, I've seen a lot of really cool things. I've seen beautiful textures in all different types of materials. I'm loving the tile textures. I'm loving the mixed metals. I love mixed metals on an actual faucet. There's two metals now. Mm-hmm. So we're not only mixing cabinet hardware with our faucets, we're mixing actual metals on the faucets themselves. And I'm just seeing a lot of really awesome colors and patterns, and it's great.
Okay, so why don't you like award shows?
Award shows?
Yeah.
You saw my personal tweet about award shows.
Because I like you so much, but I love red carpet.
Loves.
The red carpet is amazing.
I like the dress. I like to see who's wearing the interesting dresses.
Okay.
I do like that part of it.
And they can still be friends.
Yeah. I'm deep down, I'm a girly girl. I love dresses. But I don't know. I just feel like, award shows are like, let's give a bunch of famous rich people awards and celebrate each other. I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
I just like to look at the pretty dresses.
Me too. Like, that's the best part of the entire experience, because fashion, I think, informs home design and trends.
Absolutely.
And everything. So, like, the mixed metals, I think that's, like, coming from fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. And minimalism, and you can see, even in fashion, there's a lot of architecture. So I'm more drawn to, like, the modern architectural dresses and who's wearing the beautiful minimalist pieces. And I'm not so much into the sparkly sequin, like, flowy stuff. Much more of the structured pieces.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Project Runway. You out.
This is the unconventional challenge. You will be making an outfit as of for Michael.
A router.
You've got 24 hours.
Beveled bit, some glue, J-roller. Talk to me.
Do you want to play our game?
We have about a minute.
There's
sure
a game.
Do you want to start our game?
Well, we'll hold this, though, because these are the new ones. We want to talk to Mitch about them. Okay.
Yes.
So we have a little game. We have 1 minute. You see the colors behind you? All those beautiful Formica?
Yes.
Which color are you drawn to?
Which color am I drawn to?
Yes, I have gimmicks.
I like that, like, greenish, yellowish color.
Right there in the center?
The center one?
Yes, I do.
Well, as my, like, you know, channeling the goddesses
your
of color.
Spiritual surface
gods. Yes, the surface gods. Says that you are optimistic and you're looking at things in sort of a natural, reflective way. What do you think, Mark?
I think we got to take a break. And we're going to be doing that right now. Jamie,
thank you, Jamie.
Design Note.
Thank you so much.
Stay with us. We're back with more from the Formica booth at ECW 2016.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Anyone want to talk to me? I'm like over here.
I want to talk to James Young from the Formica booth. God, I got it right.
You did.
We were just talking about the first time James and I met, which was a stalk in the hallway here at the International Builders Show. Hey, you want to be on my Fix It Up Life? James Cook.
Absolutely,
and
Mr. Cook.
James Cook
answered. That, you know what, Mark? I'm going to share an anecdote with you to make you feel better.
I don't feel bad.
One time I was with my mother. We're walking through a restaurant in Annapolis, Maryland.
Right.
And like this, close to the booth. My mom says, "That's Jack Sajak," pointing right at him, like that close. I didn't say anything. We walked a little further, and I'm like, "Mom, it's Pat Sajak." But he didn't say anything, so you don't.
Okay.
You didn't interrupt him. I
went with it,
yeah.
Right? Didn't I go with
you
it?
You did.
I went with it.
But you had a look on your face that was precious. You're like, what's
I'm
happening?
Sure we just shook hands and said, "Hey, I'm James Young.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm on the air with James Cook."
I said it again. Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're here at the Formica booth. You're here this year again. Sharing all the beautiful new things that they are sharing.
Yes.
Yes.
They got some really great stuff out.
Oh
here.
My gosh, I have. Like all the...
Look at you.
Look at
your
look
palette.
At me.
You got a very healthy palette right there.
That's I do. Good.
Yes. Yes,
very
it
kitchen-y.
Is.
Very
yes.
kitchen-y.
Yes.
My kitchen.
So I'm really excited about, well, several of these.
Okay.
I mean...
That's my favorite right there, actually. That's the Black Fusion right there.
The Black
Fusion.
The name is
that's
killer,
just cool in
right?
itself, Black Fusion.
That sounds like Batman's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Black Fusion. Okay,
or
so...
What powers Batman's car? Right?
I don't know. Fire.
And this one...
Right?
Fire, probably.
I Batman's think this one is like your favorite.
She held it up to me backwards.
No, I'm showing it.
No, but I have no idea what's on it.
You didn't even know what to say.
I'm showing
it. That's what I can see.
You were looking at it like, yeah, it's really
in
good.
In the world of marriage where you're expected to read your spouse's
anyway,
mind.
Anyway, guess which one's my favorite? Read my mind.
I'm going to take, no, this right
yes, now. It is.
Yeah.
Oh.
The world of marriage, man. What happened?
I don't know.
Huh?
James Cook and I are now married.
Mrs. Cook, how was your honeymoon?
No, you know what this one is inspired by?
Shapes and sizes and pieces of pie.
Joseph Albers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello.
He's got a whole collection over there. You see all those different collections he's got going on there?
Well, Jonathan Adler was inspired by Joseph and he's like the color, how color, the interaction of color and theory.
That's a new one.
Everybody, yeah, grass cloth, right?
There goes a new
one.
Right?
Yes, lime, grass cloth, and then it's also this beautiful shade of gray, slate, grass cloth.
And this and one right literally, here is a new one too.
Literally looks
I
like
mean,
it
seriously.
Has fabric texture.
It's got the
it
texture
does.
To it, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It's got the color, it's got the texture.
But easily cleaned.
That's right.
Or you could slide
scratch
across.
Scratch resistant?
Yeah.
Very durable.
Now you're talking.
Huh?
That's right.
We're not fooling around here for Micah.
We're talking about edges.
Yes.
The edges disappear.
This is new too. Concrete.
That's concrete.
Concrete, huh?
I'm going to get feedback right there.
Look at that.
It even feels like it's had a little trowel.
Can you feel a little texture there?
I can feel that.
No screening. No screening involved in installation.
You don't have to screen that?
You don't have to screen
it. You don't have to mix
it up. No, you don't have to mix it up. You
Man.
Don't have to pour it.
You have to carry the dusty bags.
And you don't have
bags.
To screen. No. It's
interesting.
All
done. Huh? Interesting. So that's Formica is what you're talking about.
That is Formica.
No concrete involved.
No concrete. I told you, no screening. That's Formica. Is that beautiful or what?
But I like the way they finished it off, too. On the edge.
You like that?
Yeah.
You got the
beautiful.
Ideal edge going along
yeah.
there?
Yeah. I think that's nice.
See what we're saying?
You know, it might that's be really problem. Nice to do it like in like Fantastic. A fun color, too.
It misses me.
I just asked James how his boat was.
Yeah.
He has a ship.
It's dry dock now, though, because it's...
You take it out, right?
Yeah. yeah. Take it out. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll freeze. So it misses me.
It misses you.
It misses
just
me. I miss
there.
It. It misses me. We have this thing.
Do you fish off of it? Do you just go?
I'm more of a chill boater. I mean, you know, if you want to come, you want to go fishing.
I don't.
You know, I like to just chill. Roll.
Go out there.
Yeah.
Float.
Yeah. We float. We tie our boats together.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And that's it. You can do that in your living room. You don't even need
well,
a boat.
Well, it's got a living room on it.
I
do know it in my living room.
17 questions again?
In what? What? In 17 seconds.
Aww.
Teresa has a game.
Okay.
This is a good game.
All right.
You're going to like this
it's
game.
It's a get-to-know-you game.
Ooh, okay.
First, what's your name?
James
no.
Cook. James Cook. I mean, Young. Cook.
Gotcha.
Jones.
Joe. Joe. That's Jay.
Jay. Let's just go with Jay.
Just go
just
with
call
Jay.
Me Jay.
We've reinvented him.
Hi, Jay.
How you doing there?
You doing?
See?
I
like that.
My kitchen
I like
on
that.
DIY That's Network. Right. It's called 17 Questions. You're going to get asked 17 questions to which you need to give an answer.
Wow.
Quick answers.
Yeah, there's okay. no... Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
They're
there's
all
no,
easy.
Like, real thinking.
It's all about
okay.
you.
I'm not really in a thinking
it's
mood right
like
now, anyway.
2 + 2 is like, okay. God.
Right, we have, like, 1 minute. Let me go. What's the last thing you ate?
The last thing I ate was a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Dinner party or after party?
Ooh, we like the after party. We like the after. There's no party like the after party.
Okay, master bathroom suite or his and her bathrooms?
Master bedroom suite.
Okay. Plane or train?
I'm working on one too, right. All right, go ahead.
Plane or train?
Plane.
Candlelight or colored light?
Candlelight.
Favorite emoji? Do you have a favorite emoji?
What the heck is an emoji?
That says it all. Last song you sang.
My Funny Valentine.
Ooh. Grill Master or Chill Master?
I'm both.
Oh, what's up? Both. What is
both.
Up?
I'm both. Just keeping it real now. I'm both.
Eat in or eat out?
Eat in.
What is the last construction question you answered?
It was on the solid surface there. Is that Formica? Is that really Formica? And I said, yes, that really is Formica.
Pubs or clubs?
Clubs.
Favorite sound?
Jazz.
New or vintage?
New.
Overalls or tool belts?
Tool belt.
That's the right answer.
If you weren't here, what would you be doing?
Working on my house. I'm remodeling a house, so working on my house.
If you could dance with a celebrity, who would it be?
Michelle Obama.
Ooh. Last person you texted. What number am I at?
Stephen Fanuka.
Oh, you poor man.
Who will be on your show tomorrow?
Okay. Jay? I'm so sorry.
Speaking of Stephen Fanuka, what's your favorite cocktail to make? Oh, that's a tough one, I guess.
Long Island Iced Tea.
Nice.
And that's where Fanuka hails from.
That is true.
There you
true
go.
Story.
All right, so
we talked him up.
We miss your boat. We miss you.
Well, you're invited in time.
Don't miss the boat.
Right.
DIY Network.
That's right.
Jay Dunn, find him on Twitter.
Yeah.
We follow you all the time.
Jay Dunn II. You can find me there.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the show. It's on today, 10 o'clock. It'll be on next Tuesday, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And help him remodel his house. In the meantime, we'll be back from the Formica booth right away.
Nice. Driver.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Hello.
Hi. This is my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Sultry.
Bringing it down on octave.
Hello.
Why are you taking my microphone? I like having a handheld microphone because I feel like I should be singing or...
You should.
Or something.
Karaoke.
Oh, karaoke. Yeah, that would rule. I'm excited.
Jen might have to fight you for that, though. She's like a kind of a pro karaoke girl. She can take it down.
You know, I haven't had a tequila yet, though, so maybe not. That's for later. That's for the sultry voice.
Janet Barber from Turnkey Renovations.
Yes. So you guys had a pilot air on.
We've had four episodes.
Okay.
It was called Flipping Moms, and now we are called Turnkey Renovations. So we are very excited about the new name. Same show, new name.
That's awesome.
I love the new name.
Thank you.
Yeah, we felt like Flipping Moms was like a little, or more than moms.
But also Turnkey Renovation. Our whole idea is, we're not just buying, renovating, and flipping houses. We're creating a lifestyle for people that they can come in and go, oh my gosh, I'm home, and they've thought of everything. So we're really excited about that.
I think that's kind of really essential and important because it's hard to think about everything. And like, most people don't think about all the little things that really make a house a home. And if you're
Absolutely.
Doing that for them...
Well, we think about the way the person lives. We walk in and we sit there. We're like, okay, so I'm in the kitchen. Where are my kids? Okay, what can I see? We literally go
Where's the birthday party is going to be? You know, where are my family memories going to be? Where's my kids doing homework?
Where's my escape, you know, room? Where's you know, my little space?
This sounds cheesy, but do you actually have a list of, like, life events or...
We have that in our memory. I have 13-year-old daughters who are twins, which I've actually survived twins for anybody out there who has
Congratulations,
twins.
By the way. There's
and Jen has like Irish twins.
I have a 13-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. So we don't know. We don't have an actual list, but what's so great is we have each other. And we bounce off each other, and we go into a space, and we talk it through. So we don't just go in and go, okay, we need to put cabinets here and this here. We really think, how is a family going to live? What do they need? So it's, you know,
And also, we both renovated our own homes and missed a lot of stuff that first round. So after you live in a house, you're like, gosh, I wish I would have done that.
And now we're so envious of some of the houses we flip. I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I had that in my own home.
So when people renovate their homes, they're thinking about the now, and you're thinking about the lifetime of the house and the family.
Absolutely, and it takes a lot of different transformations. A house that worked for me when my kids were 5 is not a house that works when my kids are 13. You know, obviously there's the basics, but things change, space changes. So we try to create it where it can be fluid throughout a family's life. You can make easy changes.
Okay, so besides the TV show, where can people who are listening, who are like, okay, I want that, I want more of that, where can they find tips and ideas from you guys?
That is such a good question.
Well, here's the thing.
Our Facebook page.
Right, well, our Facebook page, which right now is Jen and Barb Mom Life, which is our old show. So we are, as I said, relaunching at Turnkey Renovation. So hopefully we'll have, you know, hashtags with Turnkey Renovation. Right now it's Jen and Barb Mom Life is where they can find us.
Yes.
Okay. It's very confusing.
So are you guys going to be on Twitter and Instagram and all the other?
Yes.
But we don't have a name yet, so it was a little hard to do.
We were just renamed.
Isn't that weird to... Okay, so social media is huge, of course.
Yes.
And to think about not having a social media identity.
I know.
It feels weird, right?
We're like in social media limbo.
Wait, I can actually see through you. You're not. They're holograms.
Right, exactly.
I do not have a Twitter account, therefore I am
Oh, no, we have all of those things. They're just under Mom Life. We have all of those accounts and things. It's just under Mom Life. So, but it's also, you know what? It is, you know, it is all good and freeing, and we've got, you know, the show, as I said, Turnkey Renovation, and we will be sharing all that information through our Mom Life world and then through our Turnkey Renovation world.
That's awesome. But most, so the real punchline is, where can we go get free information?
Right, exactly.
You've built your career trying to develop.
That's yeah, right. Exactly. All good. We are all about free information.
Renovate your house, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so for everybody listening, watching, when you have the new identity, we will share it with everybody.
Thank you. You will. Yes. But in the meantime, they can go to Jen and Barb Mom Life.
Jen and Barb Mom Life.
Yes.
I love the Mom Life thing, too.
It's cool. We talk about a lot of other things besides home renovation, which is basically just how becoming a mom changes you as a woman.
And our whole thing is we've always, from our original show, which was a web show for moms, to our show now on HGTV, which is Flipping House, has always been about empowering people and knowing, you know, helping people know that they're not alone, whatever they're going through, that we're all in this together. So that's sort of like what we always try and get across no matter what we're doing.
I love that bigger picture, literally home improvement, right?
Yes. I mean, we started Flipping Houses because we wanted to be able to bring extra income to our family and still be a drop-off and pick-up with our kids. And I think more and more people are trying to create their lifestyle. And it's great. There's so many different ways to do that, whether it's before you used to have to hire a lot of people to redo your kitchen. Now there's so many different ways that are cost-effective that you can redo your kitchen and live in a way that you want to.
Okay, so one of the biggest overwhelming moments, I think, for a lot of people who are renovating even just a small part of their house or the whole thing or putting on an addition or whatever they're dreaming about, is the choices and trying to shop the choices, because there's so many beautiful pictures on Pinterest and house and everywhere.
So right.
Well, so how do you help with your, you know, people that you're helping to like go through that process?
Well, what we're trying to do is become educated, like being here at this kind of show and touching, feeling, talking to people and really seeing, and then hopefully we can share that information. Because, you know, when you open a magazine and you see the way some celebrity lives and you look at their house and you're drooling, right? And people go, I can never live that way. We want to help people to show, yes, you can, and these are the products. I mean, we're sitting in the Formica booth right now, and Formica is bringing that kind of luxury in an accessible way. And so hopefully that's what, you know, we do with our show, and what we're doing is we're finding the places, because it is hard. There's so much information out there. But, you know, we're getting out there and just seeing it.
I think also, too, sticking kind of with the architecture of your house. Like when we, you know, since we're flipping houses, we're buying a lot of different houses. So if you've got a mid-century modern, you know, there's certain things that you can look at that kind of match that, especially for resale later down the road. It's, you know, to make, it's just nice to stick with, like, if you've got a traditional or you've got something and you want to change it up, you can do it with shutters. There's so many little fixes.
We try and lean into the style of the house.
Right.
And put our stamp on it. But yeah, we don't try to sort of fight the architecture of the house.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
You fight it.
I fight the power.
Fight it, man.
The man will not keep me down.
No, I except the man may not, but she's going to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's different. I didn't choose the man by accident. Just said.
Okay,
I am so grossly outnumbered.
You are.
You're fine.
You're like my husband right now.
So I'm wondering, each of you.
Yes.
Like, what's the one little gem about a home and design that, like, really makes you so super excited you can't stand it? Is there a thing, like, you love paint, you love crown molding, you love surfaces?
Well, you know, I kind of love the hardware because it's, like, the jewelry. It's the act. It's, like, how you put your personality on it. So I kind of like, I kind of like hardware, but something that can, I mean, listen, somebody in their home today, if they don't have a huge budget, they can go and just get some new knobs and things and really change the look. So
paint knobs can change the whole kitchen.
Paint knobs. There's got to be somebody that's listening and saying, oh, it's my blog name, Paint Knobs.
Right, yeah.
Paint knobs. You'll see a spinoff of your show.
Yeah, Paint Knobs. Hey, listen, you know what? More power to everybody. But yeah,
I love the changing of space. So I think now, you know, before we used to have a formal living room, a formal dining room, just making it so families are so much closer now than they used to be. Parents are a lot more accessible. And I just like when you open up a wall and all the space becomes one. That's my favorite part. Yeah.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah, you put an island in or a peninsula in, and like, I don't have to be separated from my kids anymore. My kids aren't doing their homework in the dining room. They're like the kitchen countertop while I'm cooking or, you know, we're watching
too.
TV.
I'll defer to you, and then I want to ask Mike.
So, first of all, I've read your bios and stuff and a little bit about you, and your resumes are, I can't even begin to the story.
We're 150 years old.
We are. We look really good. I know, right?
Thanks so much.
It's my 110th birthday.
Yeah. I went to high school with Abraham Lincoln, so calm down.
Right, okay, good. Okay.
I mean, it's just what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
What was my question? Oh, so people see the house flipping shows. They're very popular. And I even read this somewhere. Dude, I want to get into flipping. What do you tell them? Because it's...
You know what? I mean, I would say do it. I think people can do anything. I'm a personal believer of buddy up. I say find a friend. If a family wants to do it, get another family to go in with you. Start small. Get a house.
And do your homework, though. Ask. You know, before we got into this, everybody we knew that was in house flipping or real estate or whatever it was, talk to people, ask questions. There's so much information. And, you know, like, who do you know? Who's in your backyard, so to speak, right? Who are your friends? Start asking questions.
Tap in on the free information and then really research the area that you're going to buy the house. I think that's kind of the number one mistake. Buy in your neighborhood. You know your neighborhood. You drive your neighborhood every day. You know the schools in your neighborhood. Try to find a good deal in your surrounding area. But it's really fun. I mean, it's the best job in the world, I have to say. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go out and flip a house. And then we're going to be out of business.
I don't think so. Not at all. Before, we have like a minute left. And I want to ask you from a mom perspective, like, what do you see as the biggest mom challenge at home right now?
Finding enough time to do everything you want to do, including following your own passions. Because as moms, we get sucked into the world of our husbands and our kids. And you've got to raise your hand and say, hey, I still got ideas. I'm still here.
And I think from a different point of view, just from the home point of view, is, you know, ways to make your life easier. So, you know, whatever that means, you know, it's for some reason, so I'm sitting here like with countertop, things that you can clean off easy, things, just ways to, shortcuts that are helpful.
Love that.
I'm not cleaning the counter. I did that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, my husband's in charge of the kitchen. I'm in charge of everything else.
That's
he's so lucky.
Isn't that
really?
Good? So he's in charge of cooking, grocery shopping, food shopping. I don't do anything else with the kitchen, but then I have to do everything else.
Right, but that's a big central, got to go place.
He doesn't want me in the kitchen.
And
he does.
I'm really an amazing cook, too.
Parties.
He's in charge. I do all the decorating. So I set the tables. I do all the lighting. I do all the mood stuff.
You have got a partner.
I invite everyone.
Your spouse needs to be your partner.
Yes.
That's right.
I love that. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We're
going to
be looking for, you know, when more episodes are airing.
Turnkey renovation. Yeah. Look for it.
Yeah. So we'll be sharing all the information about you guys once your brand is branded in the social networking world.
Thank you.
Once we're no longer invisible.
Happy house, happy spouse. We're here in the Formica booth. You don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to DCW 2016.
To meet who you're down by the schoolyard.
Me and Teresa and Lori March, not in the schoolyard, but in the Formica yard.
Yeah, we're in a playground that's bigger than any other playground in the world. Design Construction Week. More than 100,000 people are here, and I'm having a little bit of coffee.
Oh, you're not sharing?
Jelly. I don't have another cup.
I thought we were friends.
Just cut the top of this water bottle off of the utility knife.
Don't you have, like, tools for this?
I don't have a cup.
I can't bless you for this, Mark.
I know. I normally don't bring my utility knife to the show.
Why not?
I know. Why not? Why not? Why am I...
If you're in trouble, I feel like there's a booth just down the way that will help you out with tools.
Not here. This isn't a big tool place.
I'm going to say if anybody has a cup, I will pour out some coffee.
No, it's fine.
This is my new trick. I've been coming to this show for like a decade, and I'm always like, where's my coffee? Where's my coffee?
Where's my fix?
I'm like, I'm treating it like camping now.
Yes.
So Design Construction Week, I gear up like camping.
It's big. Yeah. I mean, you are camping. Everything is here. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You got to bring what you need to get it done.
Yes, you do. Like, I have my little, like, lunchbox here with all my snacks.
You have a lunchbox.
Yes.
It's a crazy good idea.
A lunchbox.
The amount of time it saves.
Of course, that's what your lunchbox looks like.
And the cheeseburger out at the thing costs $400.
Do you want a snack?
For real?
I have a banana.
Too healthy.
If you had a drink, I'd give you a straw.
Now you're just teasing.
Okay.
Rude.
I have a gluten-free brownie.
There's nothing sexy about that.
I'm drifting.
Yeah.
I'm drifting. Lori, what are you working on, Lori March?
I'm going to find something good.
HGTV remodels among,
yes.
Do you want some
what, 100 other things? That
I think I'm good.
Vlog Cabin? Are you doing Vlog Cabin?
Vlog Cabin was amazing last year. It's in Florida this year, so I'll be doing some more videos there. It's very exciting. This year, actually, I'm doing a reboot of a project that we started forever ago called House Counselor. And
yes.
Now we're taking it to the millennials. So it's life stages. So it's first home, first apartment, first time with roommates, like how to make it work in one space.
How to move out of your parents' basement.
How to move out of your parents' basement. Or if you live in your parents' basement still, how to be like a grown-up.
Yes. Yes.
It's a big deal. And I think a lot of people here at the show, it's a different mindset, millennials. Every generation has different concerns for how they live in their space. So
yeah.
It's always so fascinating to see, like, as the brands that are here explore what happens when a younger generation comes into the market. It's always such good conversation, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
They're living so much differently. Like,
so different.
Taking choices that people just wouldn't take very commonly 50 years ago.
Later to get married, later to buy a house, later to leave the nest. Everything is different. They also have invested in their education a lot more, and they're givers. I mean, these are people who are philanthropists from a young age. So they just have a slightly different set of priorities than most of sort of what we're used to advertising to and speaking to. It's different.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it doesn't have the same stigma that it used to have, like living with your, living with your parents or living in your parents' basement.
Right.
Used to be like, oh, you're not going anywhere
right.
in life. But the founder of Twitter lived in his mom's
right.
basement.
It's a choice,
so,
right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to get the stigma out of there. Like, it's not a big deal. This is a choice your family's making. A lot of people are choosing to move home to help their parents out, too. So you're getting it from either side. Sandwich generation, right? Sometimes they're taking
yeah.
care of older parents. So just all, like, I mean, you just talked about aging in place this morning, didn't you? Where you're really
tomorrow,
exploring.
Yes.
Tomorrow, yeah. I knew it was coming, but.
I know, but I'm so psyched that you know about it.
Talking about
yes,
all these important
Alzheimer's
issues.
And design yeah. and the whole thing, because I think a lot of, especially women in their 30s,
yep.
40s, are dealing with like being homeowners by themselves.
Sure.
Having kids.
Yep.
By themselves
right.
or the partner, having blended family, having
sure.
aging parents, having
sure.
little people, having
yes.
like friends coming to live with you. Like it's just, there's so many different kinds of.
There's no one way to do
yes.
it anymore. And so the home has to be so much more flexible. It has to serve all your needs. So we used to be super into customization. And now I think a lot of people are backing out from that a little more and sort of making sure that it can be flexible to whatever their changing needs are as a family.
Yes.
Interesting.
And I love it.
Millennials also probably get a bad rap for living in the basement, too.
Sure.
Because so many of them work hard. It's just an easy joke to tell.
Sure.
But some of them live in their basement.
So, hey, if you have a 4,000 square foot home and all the rooms are empty, what's cool about that? Like,
right.
it's okay to move somebody in to help you with the rent or to take care of your kids if they just don't have the income yet to move out or to let your parents move in. I mean,
yeah.
these like
yeah.
the stigma is gone, people. Like, share what you got to share. Use your space how it works for you.
A multi-generational household is how we all started. I mean,
sure.
that's how it used to be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, the support network of, like, of the whole family.
Yep.
And that's what, you know, when women had kids long time ago.
Yes.
The children are who helped the mother
right.
do everything around the house, not the husband.
How does that work? Does that work for you?
No, not really. I think you have to have like 4 or 5 kids in order for
right.
that to work.
Yeah, there has to be a support staff for
yeah.
the support staff.
I've been trying to get my dog to make me coffee in the morning, and it is not working. It's
work.
Not working. He
that
won't pull
work.
His weight whatsoever.
But imagine the views you would get on YouTube. If that happened.
You're
just
right.
a paw on
it
the button and maybe some
still a worthy exploit. You're right. I will keep trying.
I'm thinking about that. I wonder what flavor coffee your dog would like.
Honestly, I've crossed over to the point where I think I'm going to put a coffee maker on my nightstand. And I'm just going to set the alarm, and every morning...
Do you want my thermos?
No, I'm going big. I'm going coffee lover's nightstand with like a little bit of refrigeration. I got some pals here at the show. I'm going to talk to them about it. We're going to build it out. Will you come build it?
That's actually fun. I would love to.
Okay, so that what's the refrigerator that has a coffee maker in it that came out last year?
Oh.
Remember that one?
Yes.
I don't remember the brand off the top of my head, but you need that one. I need like mini fridge.
I want a coffee maker in every room. I just want to go from room to room to room and
That does not at all indicate a problem. I just want you to know that.
No, it's a celebration.
Fuel. Were we just talking about fuel?
Just kidding.
We were talking about fuel.
Here's
being
a little
healthy
secret
and doing
about
some
Lori
stuff.
March.
My little secret?
It's not really a secret. I tweet about it all the time. We have a hashtag Daily Coffee Crew where people get together and consume their coffee together.
Okay, speaking of coffee, the other thing that you have is the flannel shirt thing.
I took on the guys. I took on the boys of HGTV and DIY in a flannel shirt challenge, and I won. I would just like to say the final loser was Anthony Carino, who lost by 4 shirts to me. And then he went out and bought 5 shirts to try to top me. Little did he know I had 3 more up my sleeve. So I can't do the math, but somewhere in there, I feel like there's a rematch.
I think it's 11.
Yeah.
It's like 47 or something ridiculous, isn't it?
56.
56 flannel shirts.
56, yeah. It's a lot. It's a problem.
That's a lot of flannel shirts.
It's a thing.
You cut sleeves off?
But I get excited because you get a new color you didn't have before, and then it's very important.
Are you, like, brand loyal?
No. I'm agnostic. I'm whatever the color and the flannel and the shape, I'm in for whatever.
Now, do you do, like, all long sleeve? Are they different kinds of styles? Are they all traditional?
All long sleeve. Yeah. That is the thing for me. It's all the same, and I just have them in, like, a little ombre in my closet. They go from white through all the colors to black on the end. It's bad. I'm glad you called me out on this. Thank you.
I kind of love that about you. Because, like, even I'm the girl that has all the books that are, like...
Did you color code?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Because it's beautiful.
And I see you have a new color this year.
Yeah.
We're not red. We're not royal blue. It's green.
Green.
It's the year of green.
Yeah, it's green.
I like it a lot.
I think green's my new favorite color, I kind of have to say. And it's this particular shade of green that turns me on.
It's kind of a Kelly green, I think.
It is, but it's like...
It's kind of Irish, which seems appropriate somehow. I'm not sure why. Are you Irish at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Irish and Italian.
I win.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a guess with the redheadedness.
Yes. Yes, and my fair skin.
Yes.
And the way that I like to do a little kicky dance.
Yeah.
She's also part leprechaun, so it's... You know,
you're just a lucky guy.
Ends of rainbows.
I love rainbows.
Pots of gold. And
Lucky Charms is my favorite cereal
color
as a child.
Arching through the sky.
Do you guys have a lot of color in your space at home? Wow.
I think it's well-used color, but it's not powerfully colorful.
Okay.
The colors are bold. The distinctions between the colors are nice without being, hey, look at me, I'm colorful.
Right. That's a lot. That's a lot to take in. That's a lot.
Yeah, he did a lot there, right there. I like that.
She doesn't know that I actually know anything.
No.
It makes her uncomfortable.
No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable, but I'm a color geek. And you know what? Our dining room is Expressive Plum from Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I
love that color.
Did
it like 6 or 7 years ago. And I've got my eye on this really like pinky gray color. That I want to do.
I can't wait to see how this is going to work out.
Yeah, the pinky gray color is actually passive aggressive red. So
sure.
I've got this whole Vanity Fair kind of feeling about it.
I'm going to stay tuned to figure out how this works out. You're going to tweet me, right?
Follow Lori March.
If you're not, you got it because she's wearing a flannel shirt every day.
Every different color.
It's true story. True story. I'll be back.
I got a piece of land out in the countryside.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
As it does.
As it has been, as it shall be. here in the Formica world of on-airness at Design Construction Week 2016. Mitch Quint, who is the chief president of vice presidentness of Formica.
I'm not sure that's my exact title, but it's close enough.
Look, I called HR. Just saying. Your parking space has also been moved. But
wow.
What's new?
What
at
other
Formica?
News do you have that you're bringing?
Exactly. Thanks for the update on my my HR status. Yeah. Well, thank you to my Fix It Up Life for coming to the Formica booth. We love having you. It's been 3, 4, 5 years.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that.
It's been an amazing. Every year we come here, the company is 102
years old, yeah.
Every year, innovation.
And we've been here for 99.
You've been here for 99, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And how about the booth?
I love it. I love the variation that is on display with all the bold color over here, that clock.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful way of displaying that pattern.
The booth is a great statement on all the various ways you can use Formica laminate, and that's the great aspect of our product is its diversity of application. You have countertops, you have walls, you have a wine rack there. There's a million ways you can use Formica laminate, and the great thing about the booth is it shows all that.
Well, I think that we'll be seeing that wine rack being one of the most popular tweeted images, Instagrammed images from the show. I'm just saying, like, when you walk by it, you're like, what is that?
Exactly.
Yes.
How the wine rack is an undulating in and out of the wall.
Yeah, exactly. It's for actually Formica solid surface, and it shows the formability of that product. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But so with certain amount of heat and pressure, you can create those kind of curves, and someone's done a fantastic fabrication job of creating a virtual wine rack out of a solid surface sheet.
Gorgeous. Now, we're gonna share a picture of that on our website, and we'll tweet it out too because we can't see it right now.
Everyone knows that.
Telling you.
Everyone.
We should stop talking about things that like, people
everyone
can't see.
Everyone who's not seeing it right now is
but
aware of
what
that.
But I have all of these beautiful things I can show and share.
Right.
Yeah. These are all of the new patterns this year. There are 10 of them?
10 new residential patterns, and they really show off some of the trends out there. I mean, that's a big part of what we do is make sure our products are on trend with what the changing tastes of the homeowners are, and there's grays, you can see, grays, and we brought some kind of reclaimed wood grains back into the residential segment. That's been a commercial trend for a lot of years, but now more and more a residential trend, and this is an extremely expensive option if you're going to go with the real reclaimed wood. And one of the things Formica does is create an affordable option for the homeowner to get the look they want. But you really can't go out there and get that.
And the variation, too,
Absolutely.
Across it. I mean, the layers of all the different kinds of... It's just beautiful, the layering. Whoever designed this is, extremely talented.
We have a fantastic design team, some of whom are here. But, they go around the world and pick up on the trends, work with some great printers to translate their visions into that product you hold in your hand.
Do you see... A migration that is an actual trend from industrial or commercial to residential, or is it just in the case of this reclaimed wood look that you brought that up? Is that like an overarching thing?
Yeah,
that
I mean, there's people that can speak to it more definitively than I, but yes, absolutely. The commercial market tends to be more avant-garde on the forefront of, they're always looking for something new, and the residential market is more conservative, and they take a while to pick things up.
Sure.
Now, the craziest things that will thrive in the commercial markets that may never make it all the way to the commercial or the residential market, but even something like this Jonathan Adler design, this is a great, it's a toned down version of what we have on our commercial side, but it's still an example of something that started in the commercial market and now has worked its way into acceptability on the residential side.
And this is the second year that you've worked with Jonathan Adler on creating these different designs, and some of them are on display in the booth, too, over there. They're beautiful, different patterns and colors, are very vibrant.
Which we'll have to tweet out and share.
They're on our website already, too.
And you're going to have to follow what
Formica
does. We're already done.
Right
done.
What happened to our time?
What
happened? Is there anything else that you want to share with us before we have to say...
No. I mean, just go check out the new residential launch on formica.com.
Yeah.
There's, as you said, 10 great new patterns. We just last year launched the industry best surface technology called LeakForm. And so not only do we have the coolest designs, we got the most durable, scratch-resistant laminate in the market. And so it's a great, affordable option for the homeowner to create unique, cool designs.
Save time, save money, make it better, make it awesome. We're out of here. This is from Formica.
Thank you, my Fix It Up Life.
Thank you, Matt.
Today is going to be the day.
I'm going to throw it back to you. Awesome.